Welcome to Voices of Earth Day, a series exploring 50 years of Wake Forest University's involvement in the national holiday. This series is produced and edited by students of the Art of Audio, a Spring 2020 audio storytelling class, in partnership with Wake Forest's Office of Sustainability. For the project, students interviewed Wake Forest community members who have influenced the school's commitment to the environment over the last 50 years.
Hi, I am Hex Lee, a current Wake Forest sophomore who is struggling with how to connect with Earth Day. Sustainability, environmental friendly, and Earth. These are all big words that seem too far away from my and probably you guys' daily life. However, I experienced a special environmental protest on campus last year. This 2019 campus strike was led by Sakina Bathasakura, who was a freshman by then. I invited her to share her story and discuss how our daily life is closely related with environmental issues. We began our conversation talking about the protests on Wake Forest campus and the influence of the young Swedish girl Greta Thunberg.
I think at one point last semester, during one of our meetings with the Office of Sustainability, we had been talking about Greta Thunberg and how she had called for a global strike. We heard of New York City doing things. We heard of Los Angeles. We heard of all of these big cities and big towns, which are known for being activism sites, but there was nothing that was occurring on campus. Having something on campus, I thought, was necessary just to get people together and to unite and to discuss the importance of environmental strikes and actions and how small it can be, but how much it actually represents.
Do you remember what exactly happened that day? What's that day look like for you?
Yeah.
From the morning to the evening, and, your emotion or stuff like that.
It was a lot. I was nervous. I woke up very, very nervous because I think this was the first strike I had ever really organized. And there's always the fear that nothing's going to happen, and that it was all worth nothing. And so that was my biggest fear of the morning. But as the day started going on, I think we had the strike early afternoon it was either 12 or 2. I think it might have been at 2. More and more people just started showing up from everywhere on campus. And so we had a sound system and a huge banner. And it was just nice to see that people were taking time out of their day to come support something that they believed in. And it was interesting because there was a broad audience. There were students who came, there was faculty who came, there's also, I think that day was when it's President's Ball, it was homecoming weekend.
Okay, that's a good day, yeah.
Yeah, and so we had some alumni who were just walking around who joined in as well, and it was really nice to have that because it just shows, how everyone in different circles can be interested in this one topic.
What exactly you guys do at that day?
Oh, yes. So we started in front of Waite Chapel. If we start at the Waite Chapel, you go to Rinalda Hall and then down towards Benson, those stairs in that corner. Mm-hmm. And then we went around the lower quad and came back up and just did that big loop and arrived back at the chapel.
I have read a lot of news article about her, regarding such a young girl going to UNESCO and have this kind of dramatic speech. And me myself actually split into two. Right. One part I say although she probably got controlled by political power behind her, but what she's doing definitely going to have some positive effect. That is a sure thing. But on the other thing, she herself is not a very eco-friendly girl, as you said. What's your opinion towards her and what she's doing, just in general?
Yeah, I think she's honestly one of the most intelligent people I've ever met and the bravest. I mean, for her age, she's a teenager, You can't expect her to have 50 years of experience behind her because she's not 50, However, she has done her research and most of what she's saying is very accurate. And I find that brave that she is continuing to be in the media because the media is a horrible thing. And ultimately, activism in any form will make people talk. So for me, whether people agree or not with what she's doing, it ultimately is still bringing this issue of sustainability onto the table and making people hear about it.
Even without the context of environment, people are saying something regardless destiny, you know, the destiny of individuals, the destiny of Earth. What can we bring to the Earth? The Earth will eventually recover. That's a huge planet.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. Like, people are saying this kind of destiny ideology.
And that is, I think, one of the greatest issues right now is that people don't realize their true passions. Let's give an example. There's this 10-year-old who really, really loves Barbie dolls. Then you're like, oh, well, Barbie's not going to be here in 5 years. What do you do? I don't think the child would just sit back and be like, okay. So I think we've lost touch of how, you know, how important it is to act and how important it is to fight for what you want and to fight for what you believe in. So almost letting it be in the hands of destiny is just another way for you to go and sit on the couch. It's not going to solve anything. You have the possibility of making an impact. Why wouldn't you choose to do that?
Think about if I'm in love with NFL, I'm in love with FIFA, that's all I care about. So why should I care about all this environmental issue? But think about it in another way, as you said, like, there's one day if the environmental issue really got that severe, there's not going to be any FIFA. There's not going to be any NFL.
Exactly. What you care about is no longer going to be your concern because you're going to be fighting for your life. Like, it impacts every sector of life. If you don't understand who has power, you will always be affected by the power without realizing it, and you will never be able to make a change because you don't know how to address the person in power. Does that make sense? Like,
yes,
it is a circle. I think our generation needs to understand how we need to effectively act. At the end of the day, you know, I'm going to be honest, my climate strike, it didn't do much for the Wake Forest administration to be more proactive. And that's something that I would like to work on, is determining how you can make a change, actually.
You're such a campus activist, right? I mean, I will define you as in that way. Like, how you will define yourself?
I don't know. I don't see myself as an activist.
Really?
That has always been ingrained in me. And I think people have lost touch with that.
Right.
It's part of everyone. As a child, you have this, you know, these self-preservation techniques and all of this, and you grow up and then you fight for what you want, and then you either keep that or you lose it.
Like, you think you're just like a normal girl that is pursuing her passion, which everybody else do the same thing. Everybody have this part of the nature in their heart when they're born. Like, why do you think it got lost throughout the time? Like, is it because of technology or?
I think it's of having such a materialistic world. So technology is a big role in this. In a way, makes you lose connection with nature and the environment.
Yes, I can see that. Like, you know, I got a little brother. It's just a difference I see between his growth and my growth. And when I was small, when I hang out with my friends, I will go down to the garden. I will
catch the frogs or something.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
That is my happiness when I was a child. When my little brother was small, he has an iPad, and he was playing the Plants versus Zombies.
You know? I remember that one.
Yes.
I remember it was a big game.
Yes, definitely. Like, you know.
Right. I feel the same way because my mom and dad, we didn't have cable TV growing up, and that was a choice. They did not get it on purpose, so we wouldn't watch it. I immediately saw the difference with how addicted people are to their phones. And it's so easy to get addicted. You know, even, I mean, there are times when I just realize that I've spent hours. And it's, when you think about it, those hours could have been spent doing something more productive, more enjoyable, more rewarding. But no.
It's just like a thing, like when you see something pretty or eat something tasty, people say social media first. Is that wrong? Is that right? Like, I don't know. It's so hard to tell for me.
I mean, the issue with technology is that it's so new. We have nothing to compare it to before. You know, nowadays, it, politics and all sorts of government interactions, you can be like, oh, this happened 100 years ago. Here's why we shouldn't repeat the same actions. But technology was not the same. This sort of technology, computers, phones, GPS, everything that is hooked up, it's in a way amazing, and it's incredible progress that humans have made, but we don't know the full impacts and whether that is going to be a good thing or a bad thing until after it's happened. But if you're living in this whole world of ignorance, like, you'll just keep doing it. Yes, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know if this is worth it or not, if that's how you want to say it, but right now you have to make the best of it. You have to understand your implications and choose what you want to do with it. As an individual, you always have the choice. It is you, yourself, that should be thinking for yourself, not the society thinking for you.
We have talk about like big things, you know, government, power, speech in UNESCO. How about like those kind of little things we can start to do easily in Wake Forest right now?
Educate yourself. Really, really, it's important. Educate yourself. There's tons of material out there. There's easy material, there's dense material, there's things in every alley. There will be something that combines your passions right now and the issue of climate. Look for a job that has the purpose of being more sustainable, because believe it or not, I think that's where the world is going to go. You're going to have a job that has at least some sort of sustainable component to it, because
that's so true.
Yeah. Like, you're already going to care about yourself, so make sure you care about yourself in a better way.
Yes. Yeah, this is so a reality, you know.
People will see it eventually. Everyone's intelligent. Everyone can see it.
Yeah, that's the reason why you said, like, we still got hope, right?
We still have hope.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a great conversation talk with you today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of Earth Day. Make sure to check out the rest of the series to get the whole picture of Wake Forest's commitment to sustainability.